Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 266. It is the week of December 11th, 2018. I'm coming at you from Central Virginia, Ashland, Virginia, Center of the Universe, and snow-filled roadways here. We had our first snowstorm of the season, and boy, it was a walloper. I guess 10 to 12 inches is kind of the range. I think my daughter went out and measured last night. I think she said it was around 9 or 10. Then different places have different measurements. But it was enough where school was canceled today. My work was, we have liberal leave policy for today. So I'm working from home, or have worked from home, did work from home. Did get my work car all cleaned off in case I did have to go out on something, but so far have not had to, and I don't think that's going to happen. I got a little bit more work to do, but I'm going to get this little episode produced while I'm thinking about it. This is the celebratory map run episode. My running group, the Map Run Runners, we finished running every street in the town of Ashland on November 24th. And I got some audio clips from that last run. The way we set this up, and if you've listened to the show, you've heard me say this before, I copied this idea from my friend Sandy up in Michigan. She ran every road in her city, which I think was close to 500 miles. Our project was a lot less mileage-wise, but what we did was we threw in the extra challenge of only counting the coverage of the roads. We got a map, and if I can get a picture of it, what I'll do is I'll put it up at ashlanddave.podbean.com. If you get the podcast from iTunes, sometimes over there at the website, there's some other things there at ashlanddave.podbean.com. I'll see if I can post the picture up there. We decided to only count the runs if all four of us were present, so that threw up a little bit of an extra snag. We started December 30th of 2017. And 20 group runs later, about 103 miles, we finished up on November 24th, which I think was the couple days after Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken. And then we met up at the Caboose, which was our regular breakfast place, and did some just talking back and forth about the run. This was a really good time. I really enjoyed the camaraderie and. It got a little hard there towards the end because Ash and Brian moved to Atlanta. His wife was still here. She joined us for the audio clip towards the end of the show. Her name is Rebecca. She's the female voice you'll hear in there. If I don't edit all that out, hopefully I'll be able to keep it all in. So she's still living here. Ash and Brian has started a job in Atlanta. And he's been back a handful of times because he's still got kids in college and they're kind of moving in over a transitional period. So we took advantage of the times he was back, got those last few group runs done, got all the streets covered, and we used a big map I got of the town. We highlighted our runs, and I framed that map, and we hung it up in our little breakfast area at the Caboose, which is where we would go meet up there every Saturday after the runs. So we got it all done. It was really cool. It's kind of a neat accomplishment. It's not nearly the distance that Sandy did in her project or maybe of other people have started. However, it was quite a challenge to get all the roads covered without running over crossing over the roads we've already done, but so much. And we were able to measure, and nobody could tell us from town government how many miles of town roads there are. So we tried to be as efficient as we could. And we determined it was 102.99 is what Ashlyn Bob had on his measuring device, and I rounded that up to 103 miles because that's pretty close to 103 miles. So that's what the roads cover, probably a little under that since we did have to run over, I don't even know what the word would be, run twice some of the routes we did to get to different sections of the town. Only a few times did we have to park our vehicles in an area other than our regular meeting spot, which we call 420, because we park next to a business that has a big train mural on it. And the, I think I might have mentioned this before in a previous show, and the artist of that mural on the big side of this big building put a clock, and he put the time at 420. So we always park right under the 420. None of us smoke any grass or anything, but we just thought it was kind of funny that that's where we meet up. And usually when we do our little texting in our group to figure out how much mileage we're doing, there's always a joke on how many miles at what time at 420 and this and that. So that's kind of an inside joke, I guess, to our running group. But congratulations to Ashlyn, Tom, Ashlyn, Brian, Ashlyn, Bob, and then your host, Ashlyn Dave, for completing all the map run, all the roads in the town. And the only thing we did not do was Interstate 95, because we can't run on that, and technically that is in the town. So that's cool. There's some audio clips we'll get into, and I'll have some more commentary towards the end of the show. Here's some audio clips from finishing up the run. Hope you enjoy it. All right, Brian just picked me up. This is the last day of our map run, and we've got maybe 4 miles to go. We're just meeting up with Ashlyn, Tom, and Ashlyn, Bob. And we have our last 4 tasks on a napkin here. Is it? It's 4 of them, right?
5.
Oh, it's 5. So someone's going to have to remember 2.
5 remnants to pick up that we missed.
All right, let's go see the fellas. Oh, I already did 3, so I'm already warmed up. Morning.
You're early today.
Yeah. I'm doing part of the podcast right now, so I just want to give you all a heads up. Since it's our last map run, it's time to celebrate a little bit. We each have to remember one of these tasks, because I'm not carrying the damn napkin with me.
I got school.
All right, you got School Street. What do you have? I can't read your right. I didn't bring my glasses. He's got School Street, which is okay. Which we'll do in just a second here.
That's that long.
What's the first one?
Find it all right.
Henry Street between Berkeley and Archie Cannon.
All right, I got Henry Street between Berkeley and Archie Cannon.
I got Giddy Up.
Fucker.
That's not on there, is it?
Nope. What? Taylor between Caroline and
College. Maybe we should probably bring the napkin.
I'll carry it.
I got five.
All right, Henry between Berkeley and Archie Cannon.
And Archie Cannon.
So we're going out here, doing a U-turn and coming back.
Yeah, we got to go all the way to...
Archie Cannon. Alrighty, well, we're a bunch of dumbasses. Alright, what's the third one?
Taylor between Caroline and College.
Okay.
Then Route 1 between College and Caroline. So,
I was thinking reading out there. What part of
that? That one part. So, if we have to get.
Yeah, it's down here. College and Caroline's that way, fellas.
No, I was thinking Henry between Berkeley. This is Berkeley.
All right, we're going to start with School Street. Yep. We're going to go out here to Berkeley, make a right, go up to, and come right back and double trace it.
Should have parked at the front of.
That's all right. And then we're going down to do Taylor between College and Caroline.
Correct. Route 1 between College and Caroline.
Oh. All right. And is there a Taylor? Is there a Taylor?
Yep, Taylor.
Between what?
Caroline and College.
All right, bring the damn
then
napkin.
Giddy up.
All right, we ready?
Yeah, and Dabney.
Dabney, and then we're going to finish at the Y.
You don't get to remember Giddy up.
There's not much on Dabney.
All right, let's go. Bob, you're timekeeper.
1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Right. Last one, fellas.
Oh, my God.
Ready?
This might be a hobble.
So we did, 8.4 yesterday, which was the most we'd run together as a group on this project. So we'll be done today, and I'll be getting a flight of beer this morning. Why not? If I hadn't done it in a while, I always have to go to work or do something else.
Day drinking.
I think I'm just going to blow the whole day off. I got one project to do. Monica said, what are you going to do different today where you're not so darn tired this afternoon? I said, as soon as I get home, I'm going to get right into a project. And then the JMU game comes on. If I can get that on the Watch ESPN app. They're at noon, I think, but I don't think it's...
You can watch it on the internet.
Oh, you can?
It's a good RMC site.
All right, we'll check back in.
Check this one off. School Street's done.
It's all my obligation. I'm done.
All right, now we got to do this one block here.
It surprises me that we never run that.
We knew this was going to happen. It's these little pieces we hadn't done. Question is, how many miles is it going to take us to do it today?
It could take six. It could take
two. I hope not.
I'll stop when we're done. Maybe already done 30 today.
Okay. All right, get ready to enter this little neighborhood that's...
wasn't even on the map.
Wasn't even on the map, but it's here. And basically a circle with a line through it, otherwise known as a figure eight. So let's take the sidewalk to nowhere. Ooh. We can take the sidewalk to nowhere right here.
We got a hurdle of fence.
All right, basically have another, probably about 5 minutes to go. This is as bad as that one over there in Providence. All right, our software engineer in the group is going to tell us which way to go. All right, Tom. Oh, that's us anyway. What do you think? I'm just going to say, Jesus, take the wheel.
I'm hoping the engineer will touch it.
We're waiting for you to direct us.
All right, the mining engineer.
We just committed. The mining engineer.
Create that little piece of wheel again.
Figure eight with the line through. No.
Figure eight, circle.
If the circle is long to the circle, is that a null sign?
But the key is, how do we end up closest to the Y? Because that's where the car's at. All right.
Can we tell what's an alley and what's the driveway?
Well, it's got a street sign, hunt seat.
I think we're going through here and around the outside. Come back through here again and then come around that.
Is that us?
All right. Did you do a runs report this morning?
No, it's about 36 degrees, isn't it?
How the rain held off.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be raining early this morning, but it looks like it's held off. And the Weather Channel website said around 11. And then they were differentiating between showers and rain.
Okay.
So,
showers you get kicked.
All right, this is Darcy's house right here. The one with no garage. Yeah, she's got a nice little spread right there. Fire pit. All right. Well, I'm just going to say I'm glad this is over. So I want to try to see if we can figure out within a reasonable amount of certainty when we're at the caboose how many miles it took.
Just to
we could gather all the salt shakers up.
Well, we did about 5 miles each time except for yesterday, right? And
one
today.
We did about 7 when we went south.
You remember that?
Yeah. Around one. That was the only.
I can do it on the... It'll just take some time for me to write down the actual distance.
You have everyone in your phone still?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we go down, if we can go on the map.
Match it up to the
dates, and we'll just put next to it the distance.
Okay.
Just for a record on paper.
I like that.
Because I know we had to retrace our steps some.
We did, but it doesn't...
But we did the best we could.
There's still miles under your feet.
Yeah.
So, with the brains in, maybe we can, like, spin. Should have been sponsored by...
Are we actually going to finish this thing by walking?
No. We're good. There you go. All right. Oh.
20 yards. Oh, the media attention. You know, I kind of thought Monica would maybe drop a little hint about what time you think you might be done. She didn't do any of that. Kind of thinking we might be surprised with something.
We're going to finish this like we started it. Together. Alone.
Alone.
Alone. Together.
All right, we going over to thing here.
That's it.
That's it. That's the finish. High fives all around.
It couldn't be done.
That's kind of a.
We're 3.93. I kind of feel like we need. Four.
I'm gonna run to 4.
Car
behind us too.
Short-lived moment of celebration.
It's kind of like that's it. It's like finishing an ultra with nobody at the finish line. All right, that's 4 for me. I'm done. 4 plus the 3 earlier, 7. So they're up ahead of me now. I've got a little head of mileage goal for the week, which is 30. So 18.5 as of yesterday plus 7. 25.5, is that right? Yeah. So all I got to do tomorrow morning is run 4.5. Well done, fellas.
You owe it all today.
Okay, it's 8:46, so probably by 9:15 we'll get a flight. That's really gonna wreck the morning, isn't it? Brian's got stuff to do. Don't you have to pack and go back to Atlanta tonight?
I've been packing. I have time to recover.
All right. Good job, guys.
Hey, Steve.
This is my job.
All right.
Well, you're very diligent about it. I have to say.
Well, so any mistakes that were made were ones that you missed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So I'm
no, we're good. Let's get it, get her done.
In order of completion today, School Street, Henry Street.
Oh, this is where all the people were present.
Yeah.
There's a little spot there. Oh, still missing. No, you got it. You got it.
College. Route 1.
Is that even a street?
Hey, we're done. If you want to come with the caboose, Rick is here.
I thought you could do it now.
Oh, you want me to do it now?
No. I want you to relax. We got beer coming. It's what, 9? 9 o'clock?
9:10.
There's something so decadent.
Drinking beer in the morning?
Did you double check that we got them off?
I'm always amazed. I go to the airport like 7:30 in the morning.
We're in the wrong spot. We got
to.
All right, well, if you're still with me here, maybe that went on a little long. I do have some good emails and email bag sex in the show, which will be coming up in just a minute. But I guess mainly those clips are from my running group. They listened to the show, and we really did have a good time doing the project. There did look, for a little bit there, looked like it might be something we weren't going to be able to finish it with everybody, but I think that's what made it really special was that all 4 of us ran all the roads. And it was a lot of fun. I'll be getting into the email bag section here in just a second. I did want to say that my training, I would just give a quick training update. If you've been listening to the show, you know my next race is the Light to Light 50, which is on February 2nd, 2019. 50 miler, same one I did last year. Really looking forward to that. I've had a couple 30-mile weeks. This past week, before the snow came, really being probably the better of the two, was I did a 15-miler on Saturday and then followed up with a 5-miler on Sunday, and that was a good confidence builder going into. I'm going to build up again this. Well, I'm hoping to build up this week. We'll see if I can get out on the road tomorrow. If I might have to run inside, and then do a fallback, and so I'm feeling pretty good during the running. It's obviously sometimes a little not that comfortable, but I'm feeling good with the result, feeling pretty strong, and just my goal is to get up and do a couple 50-mile weeks with some time to taper before the February 2nd race, and then, of course, the 100-miler attempt coming up in April, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about in one of the emails that I got from Christel. So let's get into the email bag section of the show. It's always new stuff to talk about when that comes in. Now, I heard from, right after I produced the last show back in November, I heard from Sandy, and she is knocking off marathons left and right with the plan to be, I forgot about mentioning the Little Rock Marathon, which is going to be in between the two ultras, because that's going to be Sandy's 50th race, and we're going to go down and visit with her in Little Rock, Arkansas for that. She's checked off Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Oklahoma, Looks like she did that. There's she told me that on that course there's what they call the Center of the Universe Detour, which apparently is 0.3 miles out of your way to get there. It's supposed to be some circle on the ground that when you stand on it and make noise, it echoes back much louder. And so that does add, looks, it'll add some miles to the course, but it sounds, I guess she's going to do that. I get a lot, Sandy and I exchange a lot of emails, so sometimes I get a little lost in exactly where she's at. But she did send me a gift, and very appreciative of Sandy. She sent me a Bluetooth bone conductor headphone set, which works with my phone if I want to run with my phone. The only problem is my phone battery doesn't stay on but so long in the freezing temperatures, so it's actually worked better from when I've walked my dog in the afternoon because I'm not out there that long. And then once the weather changes and gets a little warmer, the phone, I probably need to upgrade. I'm kind of slow when it comes to the smartphones about upgrading. Matter of fact, I didn't even have a smartphone until Father's Day just a few years back. I switched from a flip phone to a smartphone because I think my wife was tired of laughing at me. Plus, I was really good with the texting on the flip phone because it was a little miniature keyboard, which I was... it was a lot easier for me to text on that than with the smartphone because my fingers are too big for the smartphone. Anyway, getting off topic there, Sandy, appreciate the email. Looking forward to seeing you and Eric in March, of course. I just get a lot of email from her, and I have to go. There's another one I need to go through, but I wanted to. She's getting very close to finishing all 50 states, which is a huge. Huge undertaking. Pretty amazing, if you ask me. Heard from Keith in Texas, and his comment was on the eBay, the Garmin. He commented back when I was having the Garmin problem. I've since gotten the one that I bought recently from eBay. Is actually was $50, and it was out of the box. I was pretty surprised, and it's been working great. He says his thoughts on eBay are that it's someone else's junk. He got a Garmin for $230 at Walmart. It's still, after 5 years and 4 days running on with it 4 days a week, it still works fine. And that's what I'm hoping mine will last. Keith, appreciate the comment. Keith's always got some little easy comments from the on stuff on the show. I love to hear from him. I heard from... well, Bruce McIntosh is doing the Just a Runner podcast. I have linked to that on, I think, the last show. Let me go back. If you go to ashlanddave.podbean.com and go to the homepage there, which is the November 12th podcast, episode 265, I did link to Bruce's show. It's called Just a Runner 65. It's a cool podcast. He's just kind of getting it started. He does some little rambling about what's going on with just a regular middle-of-the-pack runner type, which is my kind of thing. And so I've been taking a listen to that. I recommend you go over there and check that out if you want. It's pretty cool. Thanks for checking in, Bruce. I heard from Christelle. Christelle is someone that listened to the podcast, and then I met her. I've met her out at a couple races. One time, I've mentioned her before, but one time she just actually was behind me and she asked me, "Are you Ashlyn Dave?" And I said, "Yeah." She's like, "Well, I listen to your podcast." She has done the CNO Canal 100. So she is giving me a lot of good advice via email, reference to how to do the race, some of the problems that she had. And I've emailed her with some questions, and she's been very nice. In fact, I think in one of her emails, she offered that we could talk over Skype or by phone so I could actually ask some more questions and get immediate responses as opposed to email. So I'm probably going to do that. Christelle, I appreciate that a whole lot. She did email me recently and just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to miss the registration. And Christelle, I do appreciate that email. I hadn't responded to you on that one yet, but I do have a reminder in my calendar to register. I know it opens December 16th at 7 a.m. So that's just a few days away. It's $150, and that's really, I've always said the hardest part is actually registering for the race because that was, and I tell that to new marathoners, I tell them, look, the hardest, the training is really not that hard. The hardest part is pulling the trigger and making the decision that you're gonna do that training, because that's the scary part, because then, at least from my perspective, once I pull the trigger on this race, in just a few days I'll register, and when I do, pretty much all I'm going to be looking at is getting through April, I think, 27th. Oh, gosh. I'm not even sure when it is. It's 27th and 29th. I'm not even sure what the date is. It's the last weekend in April. I thought that should be in my mind. Well, once I register, believe me, I'll know what the dates are. And then at that point, that's really all I tend to think about is that the rest of my life will start after trying to do that effort. So, Christelle, appreciate all the input, and I'll be getting with you soon and getting some more advice from you. Heard from Dr. Smitty, a couple of updates with him. He signed up for the Barkley Fall Classic, which is a 50K on the Barkley course. So he's on the wait list, but he's got his campsite reserved, and he's going to go even if he's not selected. He just wants to see the atmosphere. And he said there's a guy from Ashland that made it into the race named Jonathan Wilson, and I'm not familiar with him, Greg. I tried to find some information on him. I think he's significantly younger, and I just don't know who he is. There's some other ultra runners in this area who I kind of loosely know who they are, but looks like we looked for him on Ultra Signup, and it doesn't look like he's done a race. So, but not all ultras use that site, as you mentioned. So, yeah, I don't know how you're going to train for hills down in Chesapeake where it's flat, but I hope you wish you all the best on that. And maybe I will see you at the Light to Light 50. It sounds like you can't do the race, but if you can come down, maybe we can talk before that happens. And I don't think there's any rules against pacing. I will look on the website for that. But definitely good to hear from you. As always, I really do appreciate that. And I think that is it for right now. No, Greg had to withdraw from the Seashore 50K, it's a December Ultra that's down at First Landing State Park. Used to be called, I think, Seashore State Park. I did that in its inaugural year, which I think was 2009, I think. I haven't ever been able to do it again just because of... I usually conflicted with my on-call hours at work, but I kind of stopped doing it. It's a great, excellent, very good supported race. But Greg has got some knee problems, so he had to withdraw from it. I guess he didn't even do it. He was doing a long run before that, and just by mile 13, his knee was hurting so bad he had to go back to the car. And he's also not going to be signing up for the 24-hour run in April. He'd be going to orthopedics. So, Greg, I hope it all works out. In your email, you said it looks like it might be another rebuilding year next year. I really hope you get back to that point where you can start making those gains again. I know you're terribly frustrated with all that, and I know you'll get back here soon. So I hope to see you soon at some point. I guess we missed you at the Railroad Run and the Patrick Henry Half this year, but I know that at some point we will cross paths. No doubt about that. Well, you know what? That's it for the podcast this week. I have, if you listen to this far, I appreciate it very much. If this was the first time listening to the show and you listen this long, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to other episodes. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you might have picked up on the fact that you're probably hearing some advertisements. That might be a temporary thing. I am kind of experimenting with a new format, and I'm just kind of experimenting right now. So we'll see how that works out. This is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish. Keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids, and y'all have a good week.